Climb in, Miss Spencer. It is only a short ride from here, but it is an absolute necessity for full discretion. Right, Albert. No time to waste. Did the Earl try to keep you today? I knew he would. Things have not been cordial as of late, have they? Going to see to it, you'll never have to answer to him ever again when all this is through. He gets me incredibly worked up. It's very difficult to see the way he treats you. Did he really fall off the horse this afternoon? He's such an oafish man. Hunting pheasants? Complete buffoon. I can't see any pleasure in it myself. Chasing after harmless creatures all day takes a real coward to find the thrill in it. You're sure nobody saw you? You said you were going to meet Lady Redgrave. I hope she knows what she's doing. Smart cover. They know the lady takes good care of you. I don't think anyone will inquire too deeply. Afternoon tea, an evening with the Duchess. I'm sure there are many things you could be doing. The cottage is quite charming, far into the forest, barely a soul for miles around. Do you like smaller places, Miss Spencer? I can't imagine what it must be like living on the estate all the time. It must get lonely. Yes, quite. You're freezing. Don't worry. I'll stoke up the fireplace once we arrive. Let me hold your hands and warm them up. Come here. I hate seeing you shiver like that. It brings out all of my protective instincts. What is a man supposed to do in such circumstances? I must say, you look spectacular. You're glowing tonight. It's the first time I've seen you smile for a very long time, Miss Spencer. I know how unhappy you've been this past 12 months on the estate. You've wanted an escape, didn't you? You've wanted me to hold you in my arms. All of this meeting in the gardens under the watchful eye of your father just wasn't cutting it for me. I had to speak to you properly, in private. I feel you feel the same way. We're here. After you, my lady. Watch your step. It's quite a way down. Yes, trust me. No one is finding us here. The place is covered on all sides by miles of forest. We are deep into the enchanted woods. Ooh. Thank you, Albert. An extra few pence for your trouble. Seat yourself by the kitchen table. I'll get the fireplace going. The rug was an old Persian one, a gift from my father's time, trading in the Eastern Empire. When serving with the company, they would bring back a whole host of treasures from there. Jewels, spices, tapestries, everything you can name. Your cousin is with the East India Company, correct? He never came back. Sri Lanka? I'm sorry to hear that. It must have been tough to hear the news. How did your uncle take the news? dangerous world out there, beyond our little corner of the globe. I'm just glad you're still safe after all this time. I think of last winter on the frozen lake. The first time we met eyes. Rescuing you from that water was like nothing I'd ever experienced before. The way your eyelids slowly opened, catching your breath, and the Earl's jealous glances. The funny thing is, Miss Spencer, I always thought you and the Earl were getting along so well. What actually went wrong between you two? I know he wasn't a man able to satisfy your particular tastes, but was he really so bad? Oh, I see. Well, I don't think you'll need to be worrying about that anymore. I was deadly serious with everything I said in the gardens. I'm a man who goes after exactly what he wants. And what I saw with you was a woman who gets exactly what she needs, too. I don't want you to be afraid of danger, Henrietta. You can't go through your life like that. If we get caught, I know the penalties. I know the Earl would have me thrown in prison. I know everything we have worked for would be lost. Please, Henrietta, don't think for one second. I haven't thought all of this through a million times. There's just one problem. I want you. I want this. And I'm not letting that go for any fear of repercussion. I know what everyone might think of this, but it's not about everyone. It's about us. It's about you. About what's in your heart. What you want. I don't think anything about this is wrong. And I can sense you don't really believe that, too. We could talk all night, but I think things would be far more interesting if we didn't, What is life without a little bite into the fruits of temptation? It can be so delicious, can't it? I know you're a shy woman, but with me, that's all going to change. I'm going to show you everything you never knew about yourself. Sit on my lap. Good girl, on the chair. This neck is so soft, so tender. You look so pretty next to the candlelight. Look at you, my sweet girl. You want your hands on me too, don't you? It's okay, touch me on my chest, on my stomach. Don't hold yourself back. There's something I love about controlling you from this position, though. Having access to every part of you with my fingertips and hands. This corset is going to have to come off. Love teasing these laces between my fingers. Let's loosen everything up, detach these pins. It's getting very warm in here. I think this chemise is doomed for staying on you too. Hold your hands up for me, I'm going to see you naked. Don't be so self-conscious. You're stunning. Forget anything the Earl ever said about you. To put you down. To make you feel small. He's out of the picture now. Goodness gracious, you have the most spectacular body, Henrietta, so curvy. Just what I had dreamed of for all those nights we had to spend apart. I can't keep myself off you. You can see your reflection from here. Nothing quite like seeing my hands run down this body, is there? Stroking that sensitive skin, rolling into you, all the way down to far naughtier places. I don't think you're going to be able to resist if... What if I just... reached down a little further and stroked that sensitive spot. You like that, don't you? You want more of it. You can claw at me all you want and pant into my ear. But we're barely getting warmed up. You're exquisite in my lap. All naked and thrashing like this. So pretty. And so vulnerable. Kiss me, Henrietta. Don't hold back. You're mine now. Everything in the last few months has been leading up to exactly this. Look at yourself. Look at what I do to you. Your putty in my hands. It's very sexy being able to caress you like this. You around the edge like that and you're totally ruined for me. How about if we go faster? Henrietta, you're blushing. I look at you squirm in that mirror. You're getting my hand so wet, it's spilling all over the chair. You really aren't going to last long if I keep moving in and out of you like that, are you? You're a mess, aren't you? You're there. You just want that hot release all over my hands. Well, maybe if you ask politely, that can be arranged. Whisper it into my ear when you're ready for what I will give you. What was that? A little louder. Ask me nicely. And again. Okay, I think you deserve it. Shaking for me so early. I guess I really am going to have to go steady with you. Can't take you too far too soon. Shh, 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 I've got you. Lean into me, lean into me. There's a good girl. I'm not going to go too aggressive with you. I know how much of a shock this can be. All pent up sexual frustration getting released like this. I'm curious, though. Who taught you to be such a badly behaved girl? All those years, I thought you were a perfectly mannered little angel. My, my. How wrong I was. Come to the rug with me. Lie out in front of the fire. That's it. Nice to the touch, isn't it? Soft and cuddly. I could be here for hours and hours with you. Face down, that's it. All the way down for me. It gives me the best leverage over you. We can start slowly. Turn around and look into my eyes. I'm here for you, Henrietta. I'm here for you. You're so damn beautiful, I can't contain myself. It's only a little bit. Can you take more of me? Extra slow. Let me get that hair out of your eyes, grip it behind your head. You can clench for me, but I don't think that's going to reduce the sensation anymore. You're just going to have to deal with my size. Bite your lips and shut your eyes if you need to brace yourself. Friction feels sublime, doesn't it? All that building pressure on your clit. Your skin is on fire. Tugging on this hair is just what I need, though. So perfect. You can be as loud as you want, Henrietta. We're completely isolated here. Being pinned down really gets you going. Look at those lips, you can't stop digging into them. I want to wriggle inside you, but you're so tight down there, gripping me so well. I guess I'm just going to have to pump harder and faster into you so you know exactly what I'm capable of. Turn over for me. I want to kiss every inch of you. I think just this movement alone is going to start pushing you over the edge very quickly. Give me your hands. They are staying above your head. Look into my eyes. That's it. I know when you're getting close. The thumping of your heart. The shortness of your breath. Those long moans. You can't stop yourself, can you? No other man is ever going to do what I can do to you. Look at me when you come. Look at me. Legs up. Come. Oh. You can't stop what's coming, baby. You can never stop what I do to you. Oh my God. There we go. There we go. Look at me. You're throbbing so hard. Hold me in with your legs all the way. You're spasming with me, baby. Steady, steady, steady. Get that heart rate down for me. Slower breaths. Slower breaths. Get all the air deep down in your chest. Long exhales. I know it can be exhausting. On your side, relax into me. I've got you. You're in my arms now. No one else's. Let me wrap around this waist. Hold my head if you need to. Your curves are so incredible from here. You know that? Hold my finger, that's better. Let me know you're okay. Let's go gentler. Rock with me. Back and forth. Back and forth. Move those hips against my pelvis. Exertion building on your skin. I think you're going to become addicted to this. I've wanted you like this for so long. All the days on the estate I dreamt of having you, and here we are. Your nipples are so firm. I want to squeeze them for hours. And the way you coil your body against mine is hypnotic. Such a tunnel. Kiss me. I know you said you were never a woman who easily fell into romance. But the way you can't stop looking into my eyes and whimpering suggests you might be changing your mind about that. Let me sit up. I want you in my lap. I want to be facing you, our bodies against each other. Yes. Come to me, darling. The fireplace got you so sweaty, didn't it? Rub your legs against my lower back. Settle down onto my lap gradually. Feel how aroused I am for you. Oh. Feel me all the way inside you. Oh my God. That feels perfect. Cradling you in my arms like this. I'm closer to you than I have ever been to anyone else. That's it, you can take over. Feel free. Yes, do what you want, darling. Sliding on me like that is getting me even harder. I could spend a month just in this room, in this small cottage, just teaching you so much. You have so much sexuality in you, just waiting to burst free. So much care. caged desire. You know I can bring it out of you. Throw your head back. Grind on me. Yes. Brush that clit against my lower stomach. Find the rhythm. Moving like that is going to finish me, Henrietta. You're so tight. I can't even describe it anymore. Fuck. I can't hold it. No, I can't. Oh, God. My special girl, you're my dream woman. That. Hold me. Wrap your arms around my upper back. Cling to me. There we go. You look so peaceful now. So happy. Rosy red cheeks. And that huge smile on your face. You did so well for me. I know it's a big step. I know how dangerous all of this is. Give me your hand. Just hold it. Just feel. Marry him, right? You'll be miserable. You have to find your way out. I'm going to help you. We're going to be together, Henrietta. Whatever the cost, we have no choice. We need to keep things discreet for the next few weeks. We can't raise the Earl or your father's suspicions. This affair can't be discovered, ever. We're going to escape, but we need to lay low. We can't use this cottage again. We've got to cover our tracks. Someone will suspect something eventually. Let's make our plans tomorrow morning. Some sleep on my chest, that's it. Nestle into the shoulder, all the way. These plans can wait. Till we are both rested. Good night, Henrietta.